agenda as quick as possible. There shouldn't be anything on there that's going to take very long. And most of it's just going to be officially approving stuff that we talked about last month because we had no quorum. So if you guys are okay with that, that's kind of like how I'd like to proceed. Okay. Everybody online okay with that?
Yep.
Yep.
Yes.
Great. So approval of agenda. Does anybody have any additions or subtractions? Anything that could change? And if not,
I make a motion to accept the agenda.
Second.
There you go. You guys need any more time to look at it? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Well, hello there.
For the record, Dorothy Shockley is here.
So, Ms. Dorothy, just to kind of keep you or catch you up to date real quick, we did not have a quorum last meeting. So there's things that we discussed that we didn't make any official movement on. What I'm suggesting that we do make the movement on that time, but we're doing it kind of in a short version meeting, if possible, because Danny is not feeling well and needs to not be here. So, okay, so we did approval of the previous minutes. You guys should have the previous minutes in your packets.
I make a motion to accept.
Second.
Okay. You guys let me know when you're done looking at them before we vote, please. Herb, are you done?
Have you already looked at them? Yeah, I read them.
Before?
Way before, yeah.
Okay. And June and Marcia, are you guys done?
Yeah.
Yes, Marcia and I both spoke to.
Okay, you guys were both looking down, so I just didn't know if you were still looking over. Sorry. So if all in favor of approving the previous minutes, say aye.
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 Any opposed?
Okay, thank you. Citizens' comments? I'm assuming there's none.
No. Oh, looks like Richard's here. I'm sorry, I didn't see.
He just popped up.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Okay, so report from the chair. I'm just going to talk about things as we're going through because there's really nothing. Only two things have happened really since our last meeting. So unfinished business, the human library update. Marcia, if you want to talk about what you did at the library and then I'll follow up with what I did, please.
So I went to the library and talked to them about using that forum, either the conference room or the auditorium. And they thought it was a cool idea. They had never really heard of a human library before, and they really liked the idea of hosting it there.
Is there any audio?
At the library? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there. Audio. It's beautiful. The new...
Before the remodel, it had lots of things, yeah.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. And they're very excited, and I've connected Juanita with the lady to fill out the paperwork and everything. So I say we move forward with letting the library host it. I think it's like the best place to have a human library is at a actual library.
Yeah.
So we've tentatively set that date for September 20th of 25. And it's actually, I believe that they open at 10 a.m., Marcia. So
yes.
We would have to actually start it either at 10:30 or 11.
Yeah, it takes about 30 minutes to set the room up, so there, it's 10 to 5.
Audio at my point.
Oh, he doesn't have audio. He can't hear us.
I don't know what the problem is that others are having. I mean, others are hearing us, so I think it's a problem on his end.
Yeah, we've got everybody else. Well, I'm here. I'm talking to him. He can't hear me.
I'll send him a note real quick.
Okay. Just a minute. And then they close at 5, so we would have to stop at 4:45 for cleanup.
Yeah, I think if we did it from 12 to 4, I think, or 11 to 4, I think that would be fine. Or 11 to 3. I don't, you know, depending on how many books we have.
Well, and plus it's open to the public. So,
right.
Yeah, so that's, I think that there's a little bit more discussion that we're going to have as far as figuring out, like, what, how many conference rooms we want and all that. But they're perfectly fine with us being there. I got an email today from Nora, which is who you talked to.
There's one conference room.
I'm sorry,
one auditorium.
The study rooms.
The study rooms, you can only have those for an hour at a time, and they only hold about 3 or 4 people.
So I talked to Nora, and she said that that may be different. Actually, I think what would be a really good idea, first of all, get input from everybody, but then also maybe that you and I and Lonnie go down and have a conversation, kind of walk around the library and take a look at it, because that's going to determine how many books we have and how we're located. So does anybody
else? I personally wouldn't use any of the small rooms. There's 3 big conference rooms if we wanted to go that route. But the little rooms are just, it would be very, very intimate.
Okay.
But that's just me, because I got the map and the tour and all that when I was there, but so, yeah.
Okay. I have not. So does anyone else have any questions?
This is June, and I think that Marcia is speaking to a very important issue in all of this, and the comfort levels of persons who are together in that space. And I think that she's right about that those rooms are very confining, those smaller ones, and they have a better vibe in the other rooms.
Okay. Any other questions, comments? So can we go ahead and get a motion to at least set this, that we are going forward with this, and because that's going to help if I'm going to try to get some donations as well. If they are not partnering with us financially, it's going to help if I have minutes that have it stated about that. So if somebody wants to make a motion and then a second.
I'll make the motion that we utilize the library for the human library.
On September
20th. I'll second. I've been seconding everything else she said. We're a team now.
Yes. I guess I would also say that we probably, I'm leaving the 17th and I won't be back until the 27th. So if we want to go next week and tour the library together, that Lonnie, Juanita and myself, we could do that.
I should be able to do that, yeah. Can we add September 20th date to the motion, please? You're on mute.
I add that I make a motion that we accept utilizing the actual library for the human library on September 20th.
From 11 to 4.
From 11 to 4.
And who was the second?
Yeah.
Okay, so all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay, any opposed? Why can I? I'm only in an approval meeting. Okay, so the next thing, so Karen, this is why I've been trying to call you, talking about the diversity fair.
Mm-hmm.
We had a bigger conversation at our last meeting, that it felt like at this time, since there's already a Friendship Day, and there was a lot of conversation about it, but we felt at this time that it'd probably be better to not do that right now.
Okay.
So, sorry. Is everybody okay with that?
Yes, I think this is June. We had lots of discussion and whatnot, but I think one of the things is that we probably need to go back to our mission And that is that we're not necessarily supposed to be doing everything. We're supposed to be creating relationships and understanding and people working together and all of those sorts of things. We're supposed to be kind of making that stream of fellowship work in our community, not necessarily be event producers. We don't have the resources and the people and so on and so forth to be event producers, but we have a lot of events in our community that are not necessarily being fully supported. And we can point that there's a necessary gap there in our community that needs to support a real host of wonderful things that are happening. And so I would think that we need to have a lot of discussion on that at some point.
Thank you, Jen. So Race Against Racism, I got an email from Andy Harrington. One of the other issues that they had financially in doing the Race Against Racism was they had to pay for insurance, where they would like the money to mostly go towards scholarships. I am a Host Lion, and part of Host Lions, there's $1 million insurance. So now it's kind of a co-hosted between Diversity Council, Host Lions, and the Baha'is. And that, I believe that there shouldn't be any further cost or should be any cost at all to Andy and his group because of what we did with the insurance. I think that was the last of it. So that's just an update on that. The diversity activity book, I haven't, she's been really busy, so I haven't seen anything recently. Calendar of events, I can't remember what's coming up. April, of course, is Autism Awareness Month. Mental Health Awareness Month in May. Senior Recognition Day, I know that with my work, I'm going to be at one of the 2 days that they've changed it to. Then Race Against Racism will be in May as well. So we'll need to make sure and do a sign-up sheet for that. Maybe I can send out an email through Danny and people can sign up online for that if everybody's okay with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So as far as I know, we don't have any new business right now. Is there any comments, Karen? I'm sorry, are you coming back for a meeting? I'm just like...
No comments.
Okay. Mike?
I would think we should start thinking about the book titles for the individuals that will, what topic we want, if we want to, aim at one topic.
Okay. And maybe that can be part of the discussion when we meet next month, but also, and if you have ideas, maybe go ahead and email them to Danny and then she can send them out. And then we can also discuss that as we're doing our tour. Anything else?
Yeah, because usually the way the book topic comes up is by the people that volunteer to be books. So it's not just like one topic and 20 people talk about that. There's 20 different topics usually, or 10 different topics. So every human being is a different book.
Right. Well, you can set it up either way. You can do So, okay. Dorothy, do you have any comments? Welcome back. I'm sorry. Just a quick meeting.
No worries. Thank you. Appreciate being back. And thank you.
Glad to have you back. Herb?
No comments.
Okay. Richard, do you have audio?
I've got to be honest, I missed the first 3 minutes or so of audio. And so I'm kind of a bit out of a loss as to what took place. I was on audio by like 5:34 or 5:35, but I missed what was going on.
Yeah, so I had made the suggestion to the group that we kind of make this a very quick meeting because Danny needs to go home because she's not feeling well.
Okay.
So if you look at the minutes from the last meeting, we just basically went through and approved the human library, but other than that, we've not really done more than that.
I do have a comment that's completely off topic in terms of what I've heard today.
Okay.
Has to do with the federal government, I guess, and how ultimately this council will proceed with the assault on inclusion and diversity. And the reason I say the assault on that, which for me, I don't really have a big distinction between equal employment opportunity and the commissions that were enforcing those rights and the DEI concept, but it's those areas are under attack and being chased. In other words, they're so I just throw that out. But the federal government is using AI to target every website and even within departments, any of their rules and regulations to ferret out any reference to diversity, equity, inclusion. So I'm just tossing that out as to how do we have any plan to deal with that or not, or do we care?
Well, I would hope that we care. We have not had a discussion about it. Okay. Just a minute, Marcia, just a second. But we can definitely put it on the agenda for the next meeting.
I was going to suggest, I mean, if there's room for discussion, I know it sounds Danny wants to leave, so I'm just tossing that out for future purposes.
Right. No, I understand. So if we can just go ahead and put that on the next, you already did, right? No, I understand what you're saying, and I've talked to some people that have been writing grants, and they've had to change sentences within their grants so that it wouldn't be noticed.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
I introduced DEI in the past couple of meetings. In fact, it's pretty well spelled out in these minutes that we have from the last meeting. The other thing about it, as far as in our state, the big news, of course, is the UA Regents fallen victim to the Trump administration and deciding against DEI just so to perpetuate their funding.
Yeah,
because the funding is at risk.
You guys all know about that, what happened? Okay.
Can I say something?
Yes, sorry.
Okay. So I work really closely with multiple professors up at UAF, and we had a discussion about this. And so basically what they did was they made a public announcement that they were going to scrub anything that had those three words and just replace it with synonyms that aren't picked up by AI, and they're still going to move forward with all of those programs. They're just changing the language so it won't be recognized by AI. Mm-hmm. So that's what the university, as soon as they heard the crazy administration and their little mission here that they've got going on, they just did a preemptive strike and just went and scrubbed any of those words, replaced those words with other words that mean the same thing that the AI doesn't pick up on. And so I think Ashley Carrick, one of our representatives, went up. She hosted a town hall about that with folks. It's been acknowledged, but really everything is business as usual at the university. And it's specifically so they don't lose funding and they can continue those programs. So I don't know how much we want to rail against it and bring attention to it when they're trying to not bring attention to themselves by cleaning it up the way that they did.
And I'm not suggesting that. I'm suggesting just internally discussing it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because it'll also come down because of the city grant situation. It'll come down through the city, too. So
I expect to be picked up by guys in black suits and carried away and taken to an internment camp because I'm vocal and I'm not going to shut my mouth about this administration. So if I don't show up, you'll know why.
Okay. Many of us are that way. But ultimately, I guess I'm suggesting at some point we'll be talking to the mayor and or the council because there'll be pressure put down on even the police grants, everything that goes on, fire department grants, they'll be scrubbing everything.
Right, so we've got it on the next agenda.
Okay.
Thank you for bringing that up, Richard. Dorothy?
Yes, just wanted to point out that in Anchorage at UAA, they let two of the people go with the Native Services Department. It's under University of Alaska, but it's the Native Services Department. We just recently heard that they let go two of the employees, and they're closing that section down, like Rural Human Services, or not Rural Human Service, what is it called at UAA? But anyway.
The Indigenous Studies Program.
Well, not that. There's a...
It's the area up there where everybody gathers and hangs out and does their... eating and all that kind of stuff.
But, yeah, they were going to change the name, but students there said that, it's... they're changing things, regardless of, what they're saying about just changing names. Things are happening, so... Yeah. Just FYI.
Thank you. June?
Yeah.
Did you have any comments?
No, I'm just listening and trying not to cough too much here.
Okay, so our next meeting will be May 13th. Please try to make it because it sounds like we're going to have a very...
Do I get to make any comments?
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I thought you did.
So I got a notification that I have to re-up by June 30th if I'm going to stay on the Diversity Council. So I'm thinking about it. I'm praying about that. I was in Ohio for a suicidology conference with the Wellness Coalition Coordinator Paige Poston. And we talked about, it would be kind of fun maybe, they have money. We don't have money. It might be kind of fun to partner with the Wellness Coalition to do something or be at one of their events that they're having or put something together with them. So just an FYI, they're open to discussion and doing some kind of a partnering with this council.
Hey, I think, Danny, did you have any comments?
I just wanted to let you know that City will have a table at the Senior Recognition Day luncheon and the following day, May 8th and 9th. Just an FYI for the group.
Hey, thank you guys again. I know that there's a few of you that haven't been in a while and first time back, and I'm just going through this as fast as I can to help a friend. So thank you very much for coming. If you want to send any suggestions for books or subject problem, because even if we bring up a subject, we can still maybe find somebody in the community that would be good for that subject, or if they're volunteering, we can go that way as well. So have a good one, and then Lonnie and I and Marsha will get together next week and do that, okay? Thank you guys very much.
All right.
Thank you, everybody.
Goodbye,
Ms. Rogers.
5:55.